AI briefing for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. I'm Bob, and here's what happened in AI while you were asleep. First up, OpenAI just dropped GPT Live. 1. A new voice model that finally makes ChatGPT's voice mode worth using again. The old voice mode was running on GPT-4o-era tech with a knowledge cutoff in 2024, which made it feel dated. GPT Live. 1. Can speak and listen at the same time. It interrupts you less. And when you ask something complex, it spins off the hard work to GPT-5.5 in the background without breaking the conversation flow. Simon Willison tested it for a full hour while walking his dog and came away seriously impressed. Available now in the ChatGPT app. Speaking of OpenAI, the Trump administration has given the green light for GPT-5.6 to launch publicly. That's the model suite OpenAI announced back on June 26th. Which was effectively on hold. The suite has three tiers. Sol is the flagship, Terra is a medium-tier model for high-volume work, and Luna is fast and affordable for everyday use. Government approval came through yesterday, so expect a public release very soon. Next, Mistral unveiled Robostral Navigate, and this one is genuinely cool. It's an 8 billion parameter model purpose-built for robotic navigation. The key innovation: it uses only a single RGB camera, no LiDAR, no depth sensors, no multi-camera rigs. Despite that, it achieves 76.6% success on the R2 RCE benchmark, which is 4.5 points higher than systems using multiple sensors. It can run on wheeled robots, legged robots, even flying drones. Mistral built it entirely in-house with simulated training data and a clever token-efficient approach using prefix caching. This is production-ready robotics AI. Amazon is trying to catch up in the AI agent race with a project codenamed Moonraker. Internal documents obtained by Business Insider show the project is designed to make Alexa handle multiple complex tasks from a single request, things like book me a ride and text my friend in one go. But here's the catch. Internal documents call it Alexa Plus's highest-cost new initiative, projecting over $100 million in GPU costs just for 2026. Some leaders have suggested delaying or scaling it back. Amazon is clearly feeling the pressure as OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic all release agentic products. And finally, the AI RAM shortage is now hurting consumers directly. The world's three biggest memory makers, Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron, are shifting production to high-margin AI server chips, leaving consumer RAM supply in a crunch. PC shipments just dropped 4.9% year-over-year, the first decline in over 2 years, and IDC predicts this shortage will persist well into 2027. Framework and Raspberry Pi have already raised prices. Dell, Asus, and Acer have all warned about incoming hikes. The AI boom has a physical cost, and we're all starting to pay it. That's your main briefing. Episode 2 coming up. Covering local models, self-hosted tools, and what's new in AI for developers.